When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, bad friends!
Hey, you guys, we're Bad Friends Live. It's the best live show you'll ever see in your life.
In your life. And this week, we're going to be where, Juicy? Where are we this week?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky, where the horses done racing. The booze is made down at Bourbon County,
and
baby.
Then we go to Atlanta, Georgia, baby.
Atlanta, yeah. Baby. Two shows in Atlanta, by
first
the way.
Show sold
first
out.
Show's gone. Get the second show. Where do we go after Atlanta, Jess?
Graceland Soundstage.
Graceland Soundstage, where's that at?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee, baby.
Norfolk, Virginia, guys.
Norfolk, Virginia. We're going to be coming to you guys, and then we're going to do a little run in North Carolina. Durham, come on out and see us, and Charlotte before we head to Texas in May. Those are the dates. Come out and see us. Go to badfriendspod.com. Badfriendspod.com.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
White dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
I've never seen Avatar.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, you're not a sci-fi guy.
I'm not a sci-fi guy is probably the best way to describe it. I have never been a sci-fi guy. I'll never be a sci-fi guy.
But your heart's closed. That's
no,
what
no,
it
no,
is.
No. I have no interest in that category of film.
Oh, I like it all.
You're allowed to. I'm allowed to say no. Do you like classical music?
I do.
Like, would you listen to it all day, all night?
I do.
Do you like do you like spoken word poetry?
No, it
right.
sucks.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, people go there. People go like in New York. I love New York and I love, you know, people.
Yeah.
I do. I love both things,
yeah,
right?
Totally.
But then, they have those jams.
Mm-hmm.
They're at a coffee shop, you know what I mean? Beatniks, you know what I mean? Tick, 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 tick. Mm-hmm. With their fingers and mm-hmm. stuff, right?
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? And candles. Why are there candles?
In case the power goes out.
Oh, well, that's my point. But it's like, you know, back in the day, like with Ginsberg and back in the 60s, the beatnik scene, right?
I am, you will, yeah, we yeah. are, yeah. make me,
right.
life,
and,
given.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And
the
then,
white man yeah, wants you to think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am
yeah.
less than.
I want to boo.
Amen.
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 Thank you. So that's what I'm saying.
I met him once.
Sci-fi films are spoken word poetry to me.
I met Allen Ginsberg.
You met Ginsberg?
Yeah.
Where?
At D.H. Wells bookstore in La Jolla.
I thought you were going to say DHL. I was shipping something.
And he wrote a book called The Howl.
I have that.
Or The Howling. What is it called?
That's Carlos, by the way. He looks exactly like Ginsberg. They have the same hair.
But you know what he wrote in my book?
What?
You watch too much TV. Allen Ginsberg.
He's probably right.
Yeah, but I don't know how he knew that.
He could look at you.
Oh, really?
You got a TV body.
Oh. Yeah. Like a turnip. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
okay,
you're more like a squash.
It. Like a squash.
Summer squash because they're yellow.
But I remember being offended, like reading it and going, what the fuck? How do you know? Fuck you, bitch.
But he's right, though, isn't
he? But he's
he?
Totally right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And last thing I want to say about that is I chased Lou Reed down the street.
I love Lou Reed.
When I was... 16 years old.
What do you mean? You try to fight Lou Reed?
No, I was obsessed with Lou Reed. And so me and my friend Jensen went to his, he had a poetry reading, you know, with his lyrics from his songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there was not a lot of people there, maybe 60 people. And then he went out the back and me and Jensen go, let's run. I had my Velvet Underground shirt. Let's go around, right? We saw him in the alleyway and we started running toward him. He got in his car and just, he drove away.
He's like
that.
And when he left, he went, Lou Reed. Yeah. I've never chased a celebrity.
You haven't?
No, I've never chased anybody. My dad, I've told this on this podcast before, but the first celebrity I actually saw, the first celebrity I ever saw was with my mom in an ice cream store in Chicago. We saw the mother from,
Let me guess.
Yeah, what's wrong?
Let me guess.
Wait, what's wrong with me?
Let me guess, though.
Yeah.
Malcolm in the Middle.
What? No.
Is it the mother and Malcolm in the Middle?
No, I was a child when this happened. This was
All right, how about this?
Many years ago.
Oh, how about this? Bonanza. Is there a mother in there?
No.
I've never seen the show. There's got to be a mom in Bonanza.
No.
How about this? The one with fucking the guy that went to...
Exactly.
No, listen. Can I just explain?
You guessed it.
Yeah.
No,
the one with the guy that went to the thing.
No. No, what's the one where Little House on the Prairie?
How old do you think I am?
You said you were young.
Yeah, but that wasn't on when I was a kid.
Little House on the Prairie?
Dude, you're thinking about you.
Oh.
I'm 40. You're 50.
I used to love that show.
It was the mom. It was Kevin Arnold's mom. It was, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Why can't I think of the name of the show? Dude, that's her right there. Yeah, that's her from Wonder Years. What's her name? She was so sweet and so nice. And she signed a napkin.
Allie Mills.
Huh?
Allie Mills.
That's right. She signed a napkin for me at the ice cream store. She was the first. And then the second one, we saw Tom Selleck in the airport in Chicago at O'Hare by the baggage. And my dad goes, Tom Selleck!
No, awesome.
Swear to God.
Was it embarrassing?
Yeah, I was like bright orange, like hotter than I ever have been. Just like illuminating orange. And then he looked over and kind of gave like a what? And my dad was like, hey.
Really?
It was so weird.
My dad.
I was like, why did you just yell at Tom Selleck?
My dad's never heard a song before.
What?
He doesn't know what music is.
He never heard music. What do you mean?
He doesn't know what it is.
There's music when you're like in a store.
I know, but that's how anti like anything he is. Is like he wouldn't know what Mozart was. He wouldn't know what like Bruce Springsteen was. If you played him a song, it all sounds the same to him. It's just noise.
Was he not allowed to listen to music as a kid?
He's just not a music listener or a movie watcher or anything.
What did he do for fun when he was alive?
Work.
That was fun.
No.
Earn money?
In fact, he was so cheap. Me and my brother went to he owned a clothing store called Fashion Gal.
Oh, yeah, we know.
We know. And we went to his, and I go, where are the employees at? I know, I do everything. Everything I do. Right? Yeah. And me and my brother looked below the cash register, there's a fucking gigantic jar of pee.
What?
Because he has no employees, right? So he just pees, you know what I mean? In this gigantic jar, right? And, oh, welcome, welcome. And they're like, pee? What smells in here?
Is that where P-U came from?
Yeah, probably.
P-U?
Yeah, P-U.
On the hill.
Dude. Yeah, but yeah, my dad doesn't know anything. And when he was dying, right? Mm-hmm. This is a really heartfelt story.
Give it.
All right. So when my dad was dying, my brother had AirPods or whatever, and he stuck AirPods in his ear, right? First, he plays Tribe Called Quest. My dad never listened to it.
I mean, that's a good way to start.
And my dad started shaking, right? Then I go, no. So I changed it to Eric Clapton. Oh.
If you saw
Tears in Heaven.
Tears in Heaven.
Heaven.
I swear to God, he had one tear.
Oh my!
He heard a song for the first time.
Mm. Wow.
Then he died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His last words on his deathbed, he was just like, can I kick it?
Yeah.
Can you imagine
kick it?
Holding his hand and you're like, yes, you can. Yeah, and he's like, can I kick it? Yeah.
Or like a week
later. Yes, you can.
Or a week later, we come back home and he's like dressed like Tupac. Like he's totally in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like, Biggie, why did he kill him? Where's the Costa?
Yeah. Juicy, how much fun did you have in Vancouver, Canada?
Oh, it was amazing. I can't believe it.
She cried.
2,700 seats. Juicy came out hot as a pistol. Didn't miss a beat. Crushed. So excited. That was the beginning of the tour, bro. It's all smooth sailing from here, kiddo.
We had a really nice moment, Bobby and I.
Yeah, really nice.
Yeah.
She goes, because, you know, I mean, I've had a really bad couple weeks, and, like, you know, that show happened at the right time.
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
That's what Andrew's been saying.
I knew. I said it. I said, this is exactly what we need to start the tour in Vancouver with a big, huge audience of people in Canada that were, like, so excited to come out. It was so
and
awesome.
We were leaving. I go, let's go. We got to get the cars here or whatever. And she goes, no, I want to go back on the stage again. So I went with her.
I made him come with me.
Oh.
And she goes, look. And, you know, this beautiful theater.
Such a pretty theater.
Beautiful.
Like stained glass on the ceiling.
Oh, my God. And she, I could see her tear up. Right? And I went, you know what? You just taught me a lesson. This is it.
This is it.
This is it. There's nothing else.
Living it right now.
Right now. You really taught me a lesson.
I was so glad because I didn't tell you at the time, but I think it was because I was pretty drunk.
Ha, 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 ha,
Because I didn't drink during the show, but then after.
Yeah, we had
we kicked
some,
it
we
in the green room.
Yeah.
Some guests came back.
Yeah.
I drank 1.5 IPAs.
That'll do it
we
for
We went back on the stage, and I was like.
So it wasn't a real emotion.
No, it was real, but it was fueled. But
fueled
alcohol. But you were like, are you getting emotional? And then I was like, yeah. And then you started.
Wait, stop. You weren't emotional then? You were faking it?
Well, I didn't want to tell you. I think a lot of it was because of the alcohol.
Yeah. But it was still
I had
real.
A spiritual. But then, I had a spiritual profound moment. You were fucking drunk?
Yeah, but wait a minute. People take ayahuasca to see God. So they're intoxicated with something when they see something else. So I believe chemicals can sometimes open your brain to the spiritual world. So this was her just realizing, look at how beautiful this is.
Oh.
You don't need chemicals. You're above it. You've transcended chemicals.
Let me tell you, I wish I had chemicals the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, now you don't. You know but I mean? Now you don't need them because
with poo on my face in a hotel room, you know, in, like in Mexico.
Yeah, how could I forget?
Anyway, that was a great experience, and I'm so glad. You know what I mean? That you know we get to live through you too, because it's like, here's the deal: when you've been in show business, so gross that even saying that. But in this business as long as I have.
Yeah.
I remember those first moments.
Huge.
The first time you did TV as a stand-up. Mm-hmm. The first time you did a theater, all that stuff. And I remember it being so powerful and like, you know, visceral. And it was just such an experience. And as you get older, you just kind of like, we're always telling you, like, you know, the first time you play the belly room in the Comedy Store is exciting.
Yeah.
But after the 10,000th.
Go ahead. You'll get through it.
10,000th time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It just becomes like a thing that you just do, right?
Yeah.
But it's like you should take every moment and just go, you know what? This is great. This is unbelievable.
We talked about this before the show. What's in front of you? See what's in front of you. Stop looking this way and that way and backwards. What's right here in front of you right now?
Yeah.
It's like that's the way to like live through life. It's you know what? It's almost like shoveling snow for people that grew up in places with snow. When you go outside, you see the driveway and you're like, Fuck, it's forever. But if you just look at the little chunk every time that you're getting a little chunk of snow every time, you start to just forget that there's all that space. And at some point, then you turn around and you're like, oh, fucking, I'm almost done. Because instead of overwhelming yourself with, look at all the shit that I have to do, you're just like, well, let me just take it one little chunk at a time.
Why can't you just hire someone to do that?
We didn't grow up with the San Diego money, dude. We didn't grow up in the fucking Poway. We weren't fucking billionaires.
We did that for our snow in San Diego.
You didn't get any snow.
I know. And you know, we paid too much for the guy. We paid him $100. And I'm like, Dad, I don't, you know, there's no snow.
So
it will be.
Mr. Lee, I will do your driveway, but it's no snow for me to get.
Yeah.
You want me to scrape snow for the driveway?
Yeah.
It's winter. Okay.
Yeah. So you have to do it.
You have to just see.
I'm more curious because I didn't grow up in the snow. Well, yeah. As a kid, I did in Minnesota, but I don't remember. But why do you have to do it?
Shovel the snow.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the culture.
How do you get your cars out?
Oh,
it's a driveway.
I see.
Yeah. Also, people need to get to your home. That's how they get up the driveway to your house.
Well, but wouldn't that be a great excuse not to show up to work, though?
I'm stuck.
Yeah, it's a snow.
Blub, 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 blub. Hello.
Hello. Oh, my dad. I don't know why I just did that.
I don't know. I was trying to figure something out.
Hello.
Hi. Is this the boss over at where do I work?
Oh, I Pep Boys.
Over at Pep Boys. Hey, is this Mike?
Yeah, man.
Hey, Mike, I'm not going to be able to make it in today.
Why not, man?
Snow.
Oh, shit. There's snow?
Tons. It's like 4 or 5 inches. I can't go.
I should go back home then, man, huh? Snow.
Yeah, if you can make it back. I feel like you might be stuck at Pep Boys.
Really good improv.
Thanks.
I love it. I love our little improv.
Yeah, it's so good.
They're really good.
None of you guys grew up with snow. That's fucking insane. You're a Houston kid. You're from where?
L.A.
Yeah, you're from here, kind of, right?
I lived in snow once, though.
Where?
In Flagstaff, Arizona.
Love Northern Arizona.
Yeah, and then my car got snowed in, and I just left it there.
Seriously? You'd pull a Bobby?
Yeah.
It was my first car.
Is that where Doug Stanhope lives, or?
Mm-mm.
He lives in Bisbee.
Bisbee.
What's his Bisbee?
It's a little small town.
Yeah.
And it's like his town. It's like he runs that whole fucking place.
You know, I've known him longer than any other comedian, I think.
Stanhope?
Yeah. Oh. I met him in 1997.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was funny back then.
He's so funny.
Yeah, so funny.
He's a professional drinker. Nobody's better. Like, I think Bert's probably one of the best, but I think Stanhope is. Like, I had a phone call this weekend with Whistle Pig, my boy Patrick at Whistle Pig, who's going to work with us with Whiskey Ginger. And he was telling me that he was having a few drinks with Stanhope. And he's like, nobody can keep up with that guy, but he's super coherent. He can drink all night, hang out, nothing. Doesn't act like a fool. Doesn't like get all, you know what I mean? Just keeps it level.
He's a nice guy. Let me ask you about Bert Kreischer. I love him. Great heart. I think about him all the time. I love him so much.
I don't know how his heart is with all that weight. I mean, exactly.
Right. But is there, are you ever concerned for him or no?
For what?
For the partying and all that stuff or no?
No, because I think he's got something. He must have figured out something.
Something he's doing. I can't figure it out.
I think he's faking.
Whoa.
You don't think he's drinking?
I don't think he's really drinking.
All right, call him out. Say it right now, Bert. You ain't drinking.
It's
say
iced
it.
Tea, huh?
I think I just did.
Yeah.
Well, then call it out. Say how you really feel. You think he's faking it.
Bert Kreischer, I think you're full of shit.
Whoa.
I think you're sipping
one
on.
Theater and now. Look at you go.
I'm not kidding.
So you think he never drinks? You think it's non-alcoholic?
That would be hilarious. If he's like taking the shots and spitting them out.
Spitting them out. Yeah. Or he's drinking NA beers or he's de-alkalized booze.
It'd be
this
smart.
Is a good theory. What?
Next time in the audience, right. If a beautiful woman wants my number, give it to him.
All right, let's talk about this. Let's talk about what happened.
That's fucked up.
There's multiple girls in Vancouver who were pretty that wanted to be Bobby's lover. And one of them in particular was a young woman that was up in the balcony and was really committed.
Yeah.
And Carlos went up there to go let her talk.
Yeah.
And she asked a question. Basically, will you hook up with me is what she said to you.
Yeah.
And Carlos sabotaged the situation. He cock-blocked the situation by not only not giving her your number,
yeah,
but he tried to sneak a DM to her.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have a reason why, though.
Why? Yeah.
Celibacy.
Oh, you right. Said you're doing a year of celibacy. You said it last week.
Yeah, I know. Celibacy, you know, unless something comes my way. But it's a, you know what I mean? For me, it's like this. It's like, I'm not going to pursue it, right? But if it comes my way, you know what I mean?
Right.
If I'm walking down the street, right, and I see a vagina, I'm going to pick it up. Because when you're chasing it and stuff, it becomes like a drug, right? You get the dopamine hits. There's a mystery, the chase, all that stuff. And I just feel like it feels unhealthy. So I don't want to do that. But it's like, you know, if I'm walking down the street, you mean, and somebody says, here.
Hands you a pussy.
That's like being handed
probably in a box with a ribbon on it or whatever.
It's got to be nicer than a dick for sure. Yeah. Just get thrown at.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Always. But I feel like that's like drinking a beer just because someone offered it to you when you're sober.
Oh, this is
that's
interesting.
An interesting thing.
Yeah. You, yeah. What,
that is
yeah.
interesting.
If somebody threw a crack
but I don't
rock,
have an addiction to that. You think I do?
I think there's potential for it. For
do you
sure.
think you're addicted?
I know you always push.
Do you think
this
you're addicted? Let's start there. And who's more addicted? You or me?
I'm.
You're way more addicted.
I was so gonna admit
call
that.
Out
I promise.
A guy, right? Who's maybe addicted when you're the most addicted.
It's like.
Am I not right or no?
Yeah, but I can see my brother in arms. Yeah. Like I can see my brother. Like, I can see as someone who's addicted. I can see the
this
traits of addiction.
Too famous for his own.
That's he's insane. Now getting,
he goes out there. Andrew, have you noticed him?
I saw what he did out there a few times.
Yeah. I mean, you're just swimming in ego.
That's
but
not
but
true.
I
a girl
something.
Said she was taller than me in the audience.
She did.
Yeah.
What's good about Carlos, why I love him so much, is his confidence level has taken him farther in life than life was going to take him.
Mm.
So you have to have that kind of bravado to last.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's got to have that swagger.
Survival.
He's not tall. He's not strong. He's not smart. He's bald. He's gay.
Yeah.
He's got all these things going against him.
He's like, you know what your type is as a man? Crumb.
What?
What
the wait, artist. That's what someone would qualify.
No, like you're that category of white dude.
Yeah,
San
Crumb?
Francisco weird artist. You
Crumb.
Know what I mean?
What's
yeah,
Crumb?
Drawing. You don't know Crumb?
No.
What, Robert Crumb?
Yeah.
You know him?
Look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Robert Crumb. That you're that type.
That's crummy.
That guy looks cool.
No, look at him in the 70s.
But I'll say this. Can I give you a compliment, all jokes aside?
Yeah.
Carlos is a handsome, cool dude.
Thank
He's
you.
Got great swagger, and that's why girls like him. The problem is, there's a balance between that's oh my god, Carlos, that's you.
That's your type.
Yeah,
your type. That's the kind of person you are.
Yeah,
he looks cool.
Yeah,
his
I
neck
like him.
Looks grabbable.
I should be so lucky to be Robert Crumb.
Yes, I agree.
He has Kirk Fox's neck.
Such a long neck.
Oh,
the
yeah.
giraffe, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
so
but
talented.
What I'm saying is the problem is right. Both of you guys talented, cool, wonderful dudes. You're both out there fishing, even though you're you're fishing a little bit.
How?
By being on stage and being like,
just because I have a fishing rod. Don't make an assumption that I have a fishing rod, right?
Yeah.
And I've got bait. Yeah. You know what I mean? That I'm fishing.
Okay.
Yeah. I know. No, I'm just right. prepared for a big school.
I get it. But the point is, and Juicy can attest, she's actually probably the best balance of all this because she saw it all go down. We need to have a regulated way. If a girl says flirting with Bobby, that you need to step back and let that happen and let that thing go, and then you can get your own girls, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I mean, how did they handle the situation? You think it was bad?
Yeah, I think if they say, I want to date Bobby, that should be pretty clear.
Pretty clear. Pretty cut and dry at that point.
Yeah. I think there was two of them.
Yeah, there was two.
Well, I just want to say the real issue is that Bobby and I are now in the same dating pool, weirdly enough.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got to change that water.
Yeah.
I think so.
What?
I think so.
No.
Can I tell a story that Sandy Danza told me?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, please. Okay. It's about me?
Yeah, but it will go for full circle.
Oh, this is great.
Okay. Tread carefully. Okay.
No.
Go wild.
It
go
doesn't show you in a bad light, good. But it was about when you were opening for Polly.
Me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Sandy was saying that there was a point where you, like, passed this threshold of, like, now you're picking up all these chicks on the road, you know, uh-huh. And one time, anybody who knows Polly knows he has his openers sell his merch for him.
Yeah.
And Sandy tells me that one time you didn't do that. Yeah.
I went fishing.
Not only did he go fishing, but he found these girls. They wanted to hang out with him. You totally skipped the meet and greet line. And I was told, maybe I shouldn't say that.
No, keep going. I like it. I remember where it was, even.
And then Polly was so mad he took your girls.
Oh. No, that's not the story.
Well, how did it
That's
end?
How we're hearing yeah. no, it the at the comedy store.
That's absolutely not the story. It's insane. You know what? It's fucking, you know, it's so fucking, let me ask you, tell you something. I'll tell you what, shaking. I'll fucking tell you. I'm emotional.
Okay.
All right, let me just get it out, okay? Mm. It makes me so angry.
Okay.
All right. This is what happened, okay?
Display!
You guys, as a kid, I loved posters. Mm-hmm. But you'd have a poster for like a year and they get shredded apart.
Yeah, you want something solid and something heavy and beautiful like this. Look up here right now.
Look at that.
This display has both branded and artistic artwork. They have over 1 million designs available for everyone, including official designs from brands like Marvel, DC, Star Wars, Netflix, NASA, plenty of games, movies, including Bad Friends Designs. Our Bad Friends displates are up there.
Displate created a unique, easy, safe magnet mounting system that only takes 20 seconds. No need for drilling your walls, guys. All you need to do is wipe your wall with a cleaning wipe, stick a protective leaf, place a magnet, and put the displate on your wall. It's that easy.
It is pretty incredible. We take this down sometimes when we're moving stuff around the studio, and it's so cool how quickly it comes off the wall and goes back up, and it's not going to ruin the wall behind it. They're eco-friendly for every design sold. They're planting a tree, and they deliver worldwide within 4 to 5 business days. It's a perfect alternative for standard paper posters that get damaged and ripped and smudged and stained and gross. It doesn't leave marks on the wall. How do they get it, Bob?
Use the link in the description or go to displate.com/badfriends and use code badfriends at the checkout to get 22% off for 1 to 2 displates or 33% off for 3 or more displates.
That's displate.com/badfriends. Use that code badfriends at the checkout to get 22% off for 1 to 2 displates or 33% off for 3 or more displates.
Displate,
collect your passions.
Vroom! You guys.
With vroom.com, you can shop thousands of cars right from your phone and have your next ride delivered straight to you, just like Bobby did and I did for my mom.
I bought a new car and I use Vroom because, you know, going to a lot in the summer.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all. It's hot. You know what I mean? This is the best way to do it, guys.
You never have to haggle, negotiate the price of a car. You know you're getting a good deal. They got thousands of cars available at vroom.com. You can make sure you get the ride that you really want. You don't got to settle and you don't got to just be like, oh, that's the color we have, so you have to take it. Well, no, you get to pick. That's the best part. I got to pick exactly what I wanted to give my mom. And the best part is you trade in your old car when you buy a new one, or you can just sell your car to Vroom. And when you sell your car, you get a price instantly and they even come pick it up from you.
Vroom is the better way to buy a car. So if you're a car lover and you're looking for something unique or you're a busy parent who's always on the go and you don't have time to shop for a car the old way, just visit vroom.com.
I got to tell you what's great about it too. You have a full week or 250 miles, whichever comes first, to make sure that your new ride is right for you. Of course, the car I picked from my mom, she loved anyway, but it's nice to have that guarantee in your back pocket. You can go 250 miles or a full entire week. So you can buy a car from Vroom entirely online. Next time you need to buy a car, just grab your phone, go to vroom.com and check out thousands of cars.
I can tell you what club it is.
Say it.
Okay. Funny Bone Columbus.
Okay.
I mean, you could have just made that up.
What?
I believe it.
Okay.
It was in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Columbus is in Ohio.
It is?
Yes, it is.
Then I got it right.
Yeah, you did.
Columbus, Ohio. And he's on stage. I'm at the bar. Two beautiful girls go, hey, we just thought you were so funny. And I go, thank you. You know, that's how I said it too. And they go, hey, we're just kind of drunk and, you know what I mean, we want to fucking hang, you know, and we think you're cute. It was like, you know, a present.
Yeah, that was the gift.
So there was a limo driver that, you know, because at that time, Paulie had always a limo driver waiting outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went into the limo with these two girls. What's so funny?
I'm
it sounds good.
Yeah, we're anticipating.
And I'm making out with them, right? And I'm like, oh, I won the lottery.
Yeah. You're making out with both of them?
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah, I won the lottery. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden the door opens. He goes, what about me, dude?
What about you, dude?
He grabs both of them and they leave. Wow. Now I'm sitting in the fucking limo.
Saddest limo.
The saddest limo on planet Earth. But also the rage.
Yeah.
Can I say another thing he did to me?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm in Shreveport, Louisiana, right? He has a girl there, right, that he met. I don't know how he met her. Beautiful. And I'm out. I went and got a, like a hamburger or whatever. He's on stage. I go into the green room. The girl that he's with has my wallet in her hand because I took cash out and I left the wallet there. And she's rummaging through my fucking wallet, grabbing money and shit. I go, what the fuck, bitch? You know what I mean? That's my fucking wallet.
Right.
I go, I'm gonna tell Paulie. Paulie gets off stage and I go, this girl you're with stole money from my wallet. And he goes, so what, dude? And so for that whole weekend, I had to be in a car with her.
After she robbed you?
After she robbed you.
After she robbed me, I had to sit there with them and just look at her. And she was like, look at me like, what are you gonna do? You know what I mean? It was so painful.
And this is instances of white privilege that it just has got to stop.
It's got white privilege has to
stop. That was white privilege.
Yeah.
That was why she did it.
Yeah.
Because she said, I'm going to steal from this little noodle. He's not going to do anything.
But
to
I
me.
Don't like the way that story. So who told you that story? Sandy Danto?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not a bad story.
I'm just saying that's what Carlos did to you.
Yeah, that's what Carlos. Yeah, that's what you did to me.
He pollied you.
He pollied me.
Yeah, you. Well, this is actually a pretty good comparison, Juicy. That is, sounds like a poll. There was a Pauly story. And I don't know if this is true, but that he would take those guys to Subway and for lunch, you know, because he was just like, you know, you'll pay for the opener's lunch or dinner. And he'd take them to Subway, but he'd make them get the footlong. But he'd go, you could have footlong, but you have to eat half now, half later. They were only allowed to eat 6 inches of it at lunchtime because he wanted them to save it for the dinner. Because the dinner wasn't comp for openers at the club. Like, the clubs will comp the headliner meal, but they won't do opener meal. I mean, some of them.
Yeah.
But back in the day, they didn't. They used to just go, headliners get a meal, but the opener would get, like, a discount, or they'd get, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But he said, yeah, they have half now. By the way, footlongs were $5.
He made me cry once.
What?
He did a prank on me, but I thought it was real, and I literally cried, like, with panic.
Why?
Because I go to the hotel, we're in Detroit, and we go to the hotel, and I open my door, and he's behind me, and he brings his luggage and everything into the room.
What? Right? Into your hotel room?
Yeah, and he goes, dude, we're sharing a room. And I go, what? Yeah, dude. You know, we're not making a lot of money on this tour, man, saving money. And he starts, like, taking stuff out of his fucking thing, putting in the drawers. And I sat on the bed, right? There was a twin bed. And I literally just started crying. It was like, oh, this is going to be the worst.
Yeah.
But then he was like, I'm kidding. And he went to his room.
But a piece of him, he was like, kidding, dude. Then he went down to the front desk. He's like, I need another room.
Yeah.
He definitely didn't have it planned. Yeah. He definitely did that last
But minute. I would not, I wouldn't be where I'm at today without him and his family.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I love them so much.
Yeah, that's right, dude. Yeah. There's beautiful history to that we have to always respect. But funny, quirky guy, dude.
He's a really interesting guy.
He's such a legend.
He's a legend. Yeah,
man. Like
he's
every story is like, I don't know if this is true or not. Yeah. But I heard.
Yeah.
And that's the stories that we're gonna come off
Did
the road.
Did you open
with
anybody like early on?
No, man. That was like a sore spot for me for some reason. I asked someone one time, and I'm not gonna say who, but I said to a headliner, I was like, yeah, man, you know, I've never been taken out. Like I never got taken out. And the person said, yeah, well, dude, you're pretty good for your age range. Like you're good for your class.
I think that would be my problem with you.
And I was like, yeah, but I still need it. Nobody knows me. And they were like, yeah, but headliners would rather have someone a little bit less developed that they can develop. And they were like, you're going to be okay. And I was so mad at that I was like, yeah, but that I need money. Like I need to go out with somebody. And not even a year later, I got punked. And when I got punked, I was able to parlay that with a shitty manager at the time who was getting me D rooms. Mm. I was playing like Winnemucca Casino for $185.
I've been there.
Oh yeah, dude, I did all that. Yeah. So I was just headlining D rooms with, you know, 38 minutes or whatever, trying. So I started headlining, quote unquote, young, not legitimized. But by the time I got to a point then when I was developed, I couldn't have gone out with anybody. So it's almost like I jumped that step. Mm. And then Rogan started taking me out 5-6 years ago. I don't even know.
But that's like, oh, come on, man. That's amazing.
No, I'm saying that was the first I ever had was Rogan was the first guy that was like, you should open for me. And I was like, yeah, I'll open for you.
I remember the first time I saw you.
At the store.
Yeah.
You told us. Yeah. No, I
watched you. I was like, oh no, that's a given.
But I said, the moment that I had that you had with Rogan, I will say this. When he took me, we played Chicago Theater and I went back home to Chicago and the stage manager said, I was looking at the stage and I was like, God, it's so big. It's unreal. And he was like, you'll play it. And I was like, okay, dude. Like, yeah, okay. And sure enough, then I went back and played it, you know.
It's amazing. A year ago.
So those moments are like Bobby was saying before, look at the snow in front of you. Like that's, you should soak it up. Because that's why, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's incredible. To be able to be a part of that. But yes, no, I got to skip over. I skipped over that featuring thing for some reason. But I was so jealous, man. All my friends in my class were going out with people.
But every comic has their thing. Like, you have that, right? So, but because I used to open for Dice sometimes.
Ugh, like, that would have been so fun.
Mencia, Pauly. But I never got to do festivals.
Right.
As a young comic. Yeah. I just never was invited. You know? So it's like, you know, that everyone has their thing. You know what I mean? Like, oh, why didn't that happen? Or whatever. Right. But your path is your path.
No, yeah, and that's where there is no direct path. Like you didn't know. You don't know. You didn't know and don't know what's to come. This came and this wasn't planned. You know what I mean?
I reached a point where I was like, I'm not going to quit. So even if I'm just playing bars, you know, for the rest of my life, then I'll just do that and I'll be happy doing that. And then I got the job and met you guys and a lot has happened.
My manager will not stop talking about you.
Really?
Oh my God.
Does she remember my name?
Let's talk about it. Yeah. Does she know her name?
What?
Does she know her name?
Yeah, there's something going on.
She's like, is Lindsay coming downstairs?
I was like, who's Lindsay? No one is named Lindsay.
Yeah.
No, you know, Jessica.
Let's talk about what happened to your manager, by the way.
All right.
Within the first hour.
Oh, it's concerning.
Mm-hmm. Within the first hour, we go to get food. She wants to smoke a cigarette. Borrows a lighter from the bartender.
Who was the dishwasher's lighter.
Dishwasher's lighter, right? Who he needs that lighter.
Yeah.
If you're washing dishes, I'm smoking.
You're smoking.
Yeah. I'm smoking.
Yeah.
So gets it from the bartender who got it from the dishwasher. She goes outside, has a cigarette, comes back in. Within seconds, goes, I lost the lighter. You just were smoking. Where would it be?
Yeah.
So we're turning it upside down. She's emptying her purse, her pockets, all this stuff.
Everything.
And the bartender comes over. Good looking guy.
Good looking
guy. God, oh my God. Yeah. Right? Holy
super
shit.
They all look good.
They were all good looking. And he comes over and he goes, hey, can I get that lighter? And she's like, I'm so sorry to say this. I lost the lighter. His face was so funny.
Yeah.
His face was like, are you keeping it? Because you just smoked
that
outside.
That was 3 minutes ago.
Yeah. Was,
yeah.
And then so he goes, and he literally goes, the funniest thing, he goes, I guess I'll go tell the busboy or the dishwasher you lost his lighter. Like, you know, I'm mad. He has to wash dishes. His job is already fucking annoying.
Yeah.
And then he goes, hey, what's up? And the guy's like, oh, she lost your lighter. He's like, what the fuck? He's so mad.
And guess where it was?
She was sitting on it. Sitting on it.
So that's the first, like, that was the first time I went, that's a little weird.
Yeah.
Airport. So I'm sitting there with Jetski, and we're like eating the nice restaurant.
Yeah, nice pizza.
Bobby's giving me all this wisdom about my career and show business.
And I could see from afar Abby running around in circles.
Sprinting.
Yeah.
Like she's running one way, the other, and I'm watching her going, what the fuck is she doing?
Yeah.
And she's sweating, right? And she comes and goes, I don't know when my phone is.
And she's like, do you know where it is?
No, Abby, we're eating.
Where's my phone?
Yeah. And then she pulls out her computer. She goes, it's here, right? But I don't know where here is. So then you had to leave the fucking table and go find, where was it?
It was at we found it pretty fast.
A gate agent had it.
Yeah, and she could not, she was like, why does the gate agent have it? And I was like, someone probably found it.
Yeah, and gave it to a gate agent.
Yeah.
Thank God somebody just gave. They could have just removed the SIM and got a phone.
Yeah.
Dude, she's multiple. And then what? The bag. With the bag. They had to check her bag because they're.
All right.
And then she was like, they got it. Is she going to be on the plane or not? She sprinted out the plane.
But my, like, oh my favorite part was every time it happened, she goes, I swear this never happens.
I swear
happens
this never happens. It felt like a sitcom character's tagline. You know what I mean? Like a sitcom character, like every time something was glue all over the place, and she's like, this never happens. Commercial break. I mean, it was so insane.
Yeah. That was concerning.
But Vancouver is it was such a cool city, so much fun.
Oh my God.
And then we went out afterwards. We hung out for a little bit.
It was great.
With a bunch of friends, a bunch of people that we know.
Mo Mandel was there.
Mo Mandel, Jenna Sunday, and Ted was there, who made these signs for us. And then, what did I do? I said, Juice, time to go home. I had a call first thing, 8 in the morning. So I said, Juice, it's time for us to go home. I got to work in the morning. And she goes, yeah, I'm a little buzzed. So we get a car. And I said, Carlos, do you want to take a car back to the hotel? What did Carlos do? I think I'm going to, look at, he said it like this too, real creep style. He goes, I think I'm going to stick around. And he said it real low, and I was like, ew.
Right.
Ew.
And may I say this?
Uh-huh.
I think your eyes are too big.
What?
What's up?
I like my eyes.
What? No.
What do you mean?
That I like
I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to name names, right?
Okay.
But there is somebody in your group that's obviously doesn't like them.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Right. And you were like, yeah, I think I have a shot.
Oh,
and
my
I literally
God.
Went, I literally went, wow, you have to get smaller eyes. You have to get my eyes, right? Because you're swinging way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's like a elementary school little leaguer, right? In the fucking big league.
His eyes are too big.
Yeah. There's no way, dude.
No
you're saying he was at Yankee Stadium and he plays T-ball?
Yeah. No. There's no way, dude.
What do you think?
No, it's like I played at LSU and now I'm at Yankee Stadium. No. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of like
Louisiana. She's so above your league. It's unfucking believable.
I agree that she's above my league, but I think I can make it to the next level.
The confidence, I'm telling you, this guy's confidence is staggering.
I've seen it in the past couple of years. I feel like,
what was the biggest hiccup in that whole thing, though?
She was married.
She's married, yeah.
That's how delusional.
But I tell you, he's got the horse blinders on, and he was going, he thought, dude, I think this girl might dig me.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I didn't say anything, because I was like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
You gotta let the kid fly.
I got flaked on, and that's why.
I clipped the wings.
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
You know how we've shown it on this. Remember the birds that we've seen that are born on the cliff and the mom lets it just fall out of the, they let it fall. And they hit their head the whole way down. And the ones that wake up are the ones that get to carry on with them. But the ones that die. I'm mama bird. And he said that. He goes, he's pretty good looking. And I was like, oh yeah. And he goes, I think I'm going to try. And I was like, go ahead and fall on the cliff. I wanted him to put
really?
His head
so you
all
never,
the way down.
You never.
Why would I say anything?
Oh,
I woke up though. I woke up. I'm here the next day.
This is my point though. He did wake up. He had his head a lot, and he learned.
Yeah,
He learned. I gotta let him fall. What am I gonna do?
Wow.
But in the future, this whole conversation wrapped up.
Yeah.
If here's the deal, We'll take a poll. In fact, we should put a poll up at the show. Mm-hmm. Girls don't want to talk to Carlos. Girls don't want to talk to Bobby. Okay. We could put a QR code up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That way you guys aren't fighting. Because fighting
I'm
live.
I'm not fighting.
No, no, no. I'm saying live. For the when girls say that they like you guys, great. No more infighting within the family. Because it's going to be bad.
I know. But if a girl walks up to me and she goes, I'm interested in Carlos, right? I will do it. I mean, it'll hurt. It'll hurt bad. It'll burn, mm-hmm. right? But I'll do it because that's the code.
That's the code. I know it's going to be way late by the time this airs, but did you see this video of Kid Rock shooting a gun at the Bud Light because he's all mad about that campaign? Did no, you see this?
No.
So stupid. Look at how dumb this video. This will be weeks after this happened. But look at this guy.
Grandpa's feeling a little frisky today.
First of all, gross.
That's what Carlos is going to be like.
wait. Kid Rock, you know Kid Rock looks like a Culkin.
He does look Culkin-y.
Yeah, yeah, he's very Culkin-y. Look at that.
All right, start it over, though.
Yeah.
Look at this opening line. Tough opening line. MAGA. Oh, he's got a MAGA hat on.
Wow.
Wait, tough opening line, though. Go ahead.
Grandpa's feeling a little frisky today.
Gross.
Let me say something to all you and be as clear and concise as possible.
Huh.
Fuck Bud Light and fuck Anheuser-Busch. Have a terrific day.
Guy's a big Coors Light fan, it turns out. Like, loves Miller Light, Coors Light. Just hates Anheuser-Busch. Hates him. Really hates him. They did like a tiered campaign with that Dylan Mulvaney I told you about.
Yeah.
And so this is his response to that campaign, which I got to tell you, seems like a logical response from a well-balanced human being. Can you imagine being so mad at a campaign and you're like, go get six cases of it, and I'm going to shoot it in my backyard. Not one person in his circle is like, I don't even think you need to do that. We could just not buy it anymore.
Yeah.
If you really didn't like it. It's like, this is basically like a Yelp review. That's on the same level to me as someone that's like, the service was unbearably slow. You're like, just don't go back.
How much is a bullet?
How much do bullets cost?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, for that kind of gun?
Let me guess. A bullet probably costs $1.50?
It's a pretty good guess, I would imagine.
Pretty good, you think?
Yeah, 33 cents a round. Oh. Wow.
They're really cheap.
Really cheap. That was Chris Rock's best joke from that special. Make bullets too expensive.
Yeah.
Why isn't AR-15 ammo so expensive?
It's considered expensive, that price.
33 cents.
A round, yeah.
Well, yeah, because, you know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty expensive, I guess.
I mean, it is in the world because you heard he just, you know what I mean?
Right. Huh.
But really sweet, though. I mean, really, it just feels like that's a message of love and hope in the future. Shoot a bunch of cans of beer. When the video popped up on my TikTok, I was like, why is this the move?
Does he live in like Virginia or something? I mean, it looks like kind of rural. Where does he live?
I think he lives in Tennessee.
Yeah.
He lives in Nashville. Yeah. Tell him to come to the show.
It's so weird. You're talking about Chris Rock's special, Misplaced Anger. I like that part a lot. He's got to be angry about something else.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's 100% true. It's like, what is that? What was that about? Like, you had to have a bad morning. Do you know what I mean? Let's go through his day that led to Kid Rock shooting of the Bud Light, right?
Yeah.
Okay, didn't get any sleep last night.
Yeah.
Sleepless night. You know, because his Aunt Tilly is having heart surgery.
Tilly Rock.
Huh?
His last name's not Rock, is it?
Yeah, it is now.
It is, okay.
For the sake of this bit.
Kid Rock.
Yeah. Yeah, Tilly Rock.
Tilly Rock.
Great name, by the way. But his Aunt Tilly had open heart surgery. You know that, right? This is her second one, I think.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know. Yeah. I don't know anything about him.
I'm making all this shit up.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
Antilly, yeah. Oh, that Antilly.
Yeah.
She's great. Open.
Open.
Her heart's open.
So she had open heart surgery for the second time, so he didn't get good sleep, right?
Yeah.
In the middle of the night, he woke up a bunch of times to go to the bathroom. He was rubbing his forehead a lot in stressful pain, looking into the mirror, thinking, what if this is Till Dog's last day on Earth? And I didn't get to say goodbye. Because she's living in Canada now. Or where does she live?
She lives in...
Wales,
England.
Oh, she lives in Wales.
Yeah.
That's so far away.
Wales, England. That's right, Wales.
Small town. Far.
So he's mad about that.
Yeah.
Then he wakes up first thing in the morning. He goes to get out of bed, steps on one of his dog's chew toys.
Right.
Goes right through his foot.
But it makes the sound, so it's kind of funny.
But it went through his foot.
And then in the distance, he heard his rooster die. You know, when they die in mid good morning. That's a good morning, right? Is that what they're doing?
Well, how do they
good
do it?
Good morning!
thing.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
It's cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah, I know, but I'm translating.
Let's hear it.
Good morning.
That's awesome, by the way. If they actually went, good morning.
Yeah, so they're doing that.
So he died in the middle of saying.
Yeah, he went, that's it.
Oh,
he died.
No. Didn't get good sleep. Worried about Tilly. Steps on his dog toy. Punctures his foot. Rooster dies.
Right.
Then what happens at breakfast?
He found out his favorite show got canceled.
Wow.
Wow. Which one is
what
that?
What show got canceled?
It's this Canadian show. I actually watched it in the hotel room.
What's it called?
Being Erica.
Oh, Being Erica. I love that
devastating.
Show.
Devastating.
Wait, they canceled that show?
Being Erica?
Well, I might shoot up a case of Bud Light over that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Being Erica did get canceled, unfortunately.
Oh. Well, he just started watching it, and so he didn't realize it ends at a certain point.
So on top of all these things, now Being Erica gets canceled. Okay, and so I bet his eggs
it's
taste.
It's so funny. It's like a show that he would not watch, but I love it.
What do you mean?
I mean, look at it. There's no way Kid Rock watches that.
First of all, the relationship between Erica and Jack, the guy in the back right there, this like constant will they, won't they? It's one of the best storylines I've ever seen.
I see.
It's amazing. And their boss, Derek, who's right to their immediate right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this guy. Derek dies, right? It's a murder mystery.
He gets murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They're all smiling in the classroom now, but guess what, dude? When he gets shivved, different world. So that ruins breakfast. Eggs taste bad, right? Eggs are going to taste bad.
Maybe one black guy in the show? I don't know.
Well, that's why Kid Rock loves it.
That's why
he loves it.
Yeah, there was no black guy.
Oh, Kid Rock loves it because of no minorities.
Better not be any blacks on that show.
Oh, it's a Canadian show.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
That's where Tilly used to live. I told you she was from Canada and then she moved to Wales. Okay. So he loved all the Canadian stuff. So then eggs tasted bad. He had a bad breakfast, this guy. Mm. And then on top of all that stuff, he goes on the internet, right?
Oh, shit. Here we go. Mm.
And he sees this endorsement campaign for this Dylan Mulvaney with Bud Light. And it's not about Dylan Mulvaney and Bud Light. It's not at all, is it?
No.
It's about Tilly. It's about Being Erica. It's about the eggs tasting bad. The rooster dies. The toy punctures his foot. The shower, by the way, didn't even say that. Cold water only. No hot water because the hot water heater broke in the middle of the night. Mm. The same reason the rooster died, right?
Mm.
Everything was going bad. So what does he do? He grabs his AK-47, he goes out to the field, and he yada-da-da-da-da-da-da, a case of Bud Light.
Whoa, heavy.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
This is the real
it's
breakdown.
It's not about the Bud Light.
It's not about the Bud Light. Mm. By the way, those were his cases. He bought that for the party he was going to have tonight for Tilly's homecoming, but she was in the hospital.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can you eat a rooster?
You can eat anything.
Let's Google it. Can you eat a rooster? I mean, roosters can be eaten, but they're not commonly found in the marketplace. The meat is much more challenging than hens because it hasn't been bred to grow fast and heavy like broilers or fryers. If you decide that rooster sounds tasty, make sure you cook them low and slow for best results. So people do eat them.
Okay, that's all I want to know. I've never had a rooster sandwich. You know the photo to the right, like in that tube? The one to the right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just
pinch and zoom.
That one right there? What do you think?
What word?
Yeah, what word do you think when you see that photo?
What's one word that I think when I see that photo right there?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, gross, probably.
Oh, not me.
What?
Missionary. Does that not think missionary?
No.
No? Okay, my bad.
I got to tell you, it does not look appetizing.
There's some erotic, right, or no? Carlos, be honest.
Yeah, is that erotic to you guys?
Yeah, the legs, like the dark meat looks like...
Yeah.
The right. Yeah. It looks like she's getting fucked.
Don't leave me alone with these guys on the tour.
Juicy, I got you. You're fine. Yeah. Wait a minute. That doesn't look erotic to you, Juice.
No.
You guys are taking inanimate. That's why the celibacy thing is not going to last. You're getting hard-ons from.
It looks like death.
Yeah, that looks death.
Are there any
me.
Farms we're going to on the tour? That's what me and Carlos are going to do. I think we'll check them out.
You guys are going to fight over the chicken. You're
gonna actor and comedian Bobby Lee was arrested today for fucking a rooster. There are some farms on the way. We'll get you something.
Yeah.
Bobby's going to be like, what are you doing, Carlos? That was my rooster.
She said she liked me.
Yeah.
Bobby!
Do you ever think that, like, what would we do if you and I just lived on a farm?
Well, I'd be working all day and then you'd be sleeping all fucking day, so it'd be tough.
Yeah, but I do the night work.
There is no night work.
There's night work. There's got to be night work.
Yeah, there.
Are there fireflies?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I whisked them away.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you want the fireflies.
No, you want the fireflies?
They're good.
Are there other ones that you don't like? Like ticks? No one wants Lyme disease.
I know, but you're not going to go...
I'm destroying them.
Okay, you're going to go find ticks?
Yeah, I'm a tick destroyer.
Okay, this is not going to work. You know what you could do for me?
What?
On the farm that we work on?
What?
You could be... I'll tell you what you could do in the afternoon, because you can't do it. You don't have to do it in the morning. You could be a beekeeper.
Oh, I love that.
You can keep our bees.
Can I wear the suit or no?
You have to wear the suit.
Oh, I don't want to.
Well, no, no, okay. Well,
I want to be the first beekeeper to be completely naked.
You. What if you get your dick stung?
It's fine.
No, it's not.
Because they sense fear. There's no fear.
I know why you want it.
Why?
Because it'll swell it up a little bit.
That's fucking rude. That's fucking rude. That's fucking rude.
You just want to get a swollen bee sting dick.
Yeah.
So you can... Oh, you know what's funny? Just reminded me. Whenever the girl, Nick, that used to cut our hair in Australia on the movie, she would say we need a little trim today, Andrew? And I'd be like, oh, maybe. And she goes, I'll just take a little off, just a bee's dick. That's what she used to say.
Whoa, wow.
A bee's dick.
Bee's dick.
Hey, just a bee's dick on your hair. Wow. And she would just take just a little snip off. She goes, just a bee's dick, not much.
Yeah.
I was like, I love that phrase. Is in that America, if you said that at a corporate setting, they'd be like, you're fired.
Oh, right.
You can't talk about dicks.
Yeah.
As I put more chapstick on. Every time I say dick, I got to put some chapstick on.
There is a lot of work to be done on a farm at night, so.
Give me one.
Harvest, equipment, transportation, maintenance, and pesticide. Okay, so pesticide application, that one's legit. Yeah.
Yeah, and I would do that.
Okay, fine.
You'll hear the plane.
Boss, the plane, the plane.
The plane.
You're flying it, but I'm saying it.
Yeah, yeah.
To myself.
They do it with the plane, right? Like crop duster?
Yeah.
I would do that at night.
Okay.
Yeah.
This would actually be a good, but in the morning, there's so much more work to be done. There's so much more heavy lifting during the day.
Oh, that's true. We'd hire people. Yeah.
What do you think we're doing? We're going to buy a farm.
Why'd you pick me to lift heavy things?
Well, you got to help me out. He's sleeping.
I'm sleeping.
You remember Matt Damon bought a zoo?
No.
This is Bad Friends Buys a Farm.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what was it called?
We
bought a zoo. Matt Damon bought a zoo. We bought a farm. Bad Friends Buys a Farm. If you or someone you know in your local community has a farm for sale, please hit up Bad Friends Pod and let us know, because we'd love to buy a farm. I think we should do it.
Not only that, this is not a joke.
No, this is a joke.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not.
It is a joke?
I want to buy a farm.
No, I want an animal sanctuary.
Mm. Love that.
I want to raise animals and stuff.
I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
That's similar to a farm.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. So, yeah, we do want a farm.
Yeah.
But he wants free-roaming animals that are not touched for use of the farm.
Oh, I love that.
But like Jurassic Park.
But with pigs and
cows. We have the little, the ride.
Wait, so do we have patrons that are going to come see our farm?
Yeah, we have a ride.
You're right.
Can we shoot guns on the tour?
Yeah, we are going to shoot guns. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I refuse.
No, you are.
No, because I'm going to get...
What?
Are you going to kill yourself?
No, the kickback.
Oh, no, no, no.
It's it'll side.
I'll go with brain damage.
We'll show you how to do it.
And I'm brain damaged.
I'll be your arms.
Yeah. I don't think I've never done it. There's a kickback, right?
Yeah, but it's not like that. It's not that extreme.
It's not? I don't want to go pop and then a bird falls.
Well, that'd be
what the fuck?
Well, good shot.
That's pretty good, yeah.
What if I stand behind you and I'm your arms and I fire the gun?
Oh, we could do that.
Cutest thing on earth. like you guys are in Ghost doing pottery but with guns.
But I can't see because I'm behind you.
Yeah.
You know what I watched on the plane was the it was a new show on Netflix, like Wilderness People. It's kind of like the one that we both like, where they put them in Alaska, and they have to survive the longest to make money.
I love it.
Yeah, but this one's wild. I don't know the name of it, but that's not it. I don't know the name of the show. I downloaded it, but the wild thing was it's to win the money, you have to be with a team. And the team starts sabotaging each other. So like at the beginning, the old one that's Alone is the one we used to like.
I love it.
Where you win $1 million if you survive the longest. This one is you're with a team of people, five people, and you can only win the money if you're with a team. You can't win solo. So some people drop out, some people try to switch teams, and then other people start sabotaging other teams, like ruining their tents at night, stealing their gear.
Whoa, that's a good one.
It's tight, it's tight. Yeah. But they only learn later in the series that they're allowed to there are no rules. Like at the beginning, they're all kind of playing by the, the rules that you would assume is like, we don't need to go near the other group. We fish individually. We da-da-da. But then at some point, somebody breaks the rules, steals from another camp because they're hungry.
How far can you go?
I can't tell you how it ends.
Oh.
Really?
It's pretty dark.
I'll go all the way.
You're just going to kill everybody? Except for one guy.
Well,
you need a guy or a girl with you because you need to win with a team.
Does the guy have to be alive? You can simply be a team.
Here they are.
Yeah. There's something about Bernie. You know what I mean? Can you do that?
By the way, the combination of Weekend at Bernie's and Something About Mary might be one of the funniest movies. There's Something About Bernie. His dead body. He just has cum in his hair.
I did that combo two movies. Wow.
But imagine them dragging him to a party with jizz in his hair. Like, there's something about Bernie.
That's true.
What a great movie.
It's a great movie. Yeah,
what did you watch on the plane? You guys better load up your iPads to watch stuff on the bus. The streaming is going to be tough. You better download,
oh,
baby.
Fuck.
Oh, we can't. Wait, but is there going to be like a DVD player?
Yeah, there's a DVD
player.
Do you have DVDs?
Well, I'm hoping we can play a movie in the bus at all times.
Okay, we will, but also, who has DVDs?
I'll bring the DVDs. I've got the Matrix trilogy.
Love it.
I've got View from the Top with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Great, great.
What else?
I'm just going to watch my own.
Stick out some George Carlin DVDs.
Let's watch some stuff with her. Yeah.
I like TV on at night. Do you guys like TV on at night?
No.
Oh, this is going to be a long time.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, please.
I never thought about this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before I go to bed, I masturbate.
Yeah, there's a rule we didn't talk about.
Before I go to bed every night, I masturbate. Are we sleeping on the bus, right?
We are.
So what does one do?
You have to go outside.
You have to go outside if you want to jerk off.
In the woods?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be the woods. It can be the fields, but you have to jerk off. You have to bring a jerk blanket. You don't know about this?
No.
This is a tour bus staple. You got to bring a little blanket. You lay down on the ground. You burrito yourself in the blanket. You jerk off in it.
Okay.
On the ground?
Yeah, you got to lay down.
Outside the bus?
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know what? I'll take this opportunity not to do it.
Mm. Actually, this is nice. If you want to practice real celibacy, then no ejaculation at all.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do it.
But if you go too long without ejaculating, you know it starts leaking out of you.
Ew.
Through the dick or
everywhere. Just everywhere.
You cry it?
You can.
You're like Jesus with stigmata.
First of all, you wouldn't even have to tell us that you're jerking off. You would just do it in your bunk without us knowing. Why would just...
Because
how loud are you when you jerk off?
Well, I've never done a silent. I'm ruckus. It's a ruckus.
What do you mean? Are you... You're audible when you're doing it?
Yeah, I make... Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? All that.
No.
Stuff.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Nobody makes noises when they jerk off like that.
He's like harder.
I do.
To himself?
Yeah.
I go to the left. I like singing.
Well, Beyonce's fine.
Yeah.
Do you guys make noises when you jerk off?
No.
No, that's insane. Everybody is quiet. Didn't you, when you grew up in a house with your brother and your parents, you didn't have to jerk off quietly like a human? Everyone has to be quiet when they do it.
Well, I always do it in the bathroom.
Yeah, me too. But
in
still
the bathtub,
had to be,
though.
You still had to be quiet in there.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll learn how to do it. I'll be a ninja.
I mean, it's in your blood.
I'll masturbate like a ninja.
I got to tell you, the most embarrassing thing about learning to jerk off in the bathroom was my dad. Like, what an asshole. We're at dinner, and I had just gone through, you know, really learning about how to do it. And we're at dinner, and, like, it's quiet, and my dad has, like, shoveling peas in his mouth. I remember him eating peas. And he, like, takes a break, and he's, like, chewing, and he goes, "I've been spending a lot of time in the bathroom." And my mom was like, "Hey." And I was like, "Oh my God, they've been talking about it."
Wow.
It gave me the worst panic on earth, dude.
Wow.
And after that moment, I didn't jerk off for like a day. it fucked me up, dude. It gave me so... I was so embarrassed. I was like...
But you did it through memory back then, right?
What, jerking off?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, back then you didn't have anything. I mean, computers barely loaded a porno picture. It took like 25 minutes. We had to jerk off to the... You know what I did the most, actually, was Victoria's Secret. Victoria's Secret was my favorite, dude. I'd steal that immediately. My mom never got one issue. Never.
Right.
I'd give her like the holiday one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then I'm like, yeah, I guess I only send it out for Christmas.
It's so funny how jaded we are now.
How spoiled we are, you mean?
Yeah. Well, like when it comes to that, like if you said, "I'll give you $1 million, here's a Victoria's Secret." Right. You might as well just give me the Bible because I'm not going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Like, could you do it? Could you masturbate through a Victoria's Secret?
I mean, 20 years ago. Yeah.
No, now.
No, not
There's
now.
There's no way. No.
I could probably now. I mean, I don't know. If I
went 2 months without doing it, maybe I can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not next day after watching porn or whatever.
Do you need visuals, Juicy?
Sometimes, but also have a pretty good imagination.
See, women have such better imaginations than men.
So creative, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
It's a woman, right? Oh, with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was.
And she was jacking off to that when she read.
She was definitely jacking off to her own stuff. Also, your imagination.
I thought you were going to say also the vaccines aren't real.
Yeah. Also, Sorry. Trump 2026. No, but I do think that most women in my life that I've ever encountered can do that without porn. Need visuals.
Yeah.
Don't need it.
They don't need it.
Because their brains are more powerful when it comes to sexualization. We are weak. We are weak with that stuff. We need to see stuff. That's why fucking men see things and it's like, you know, like the cartoon where they get the googly eyes and the jaw drops. It's like, because we're visual beasts. We need the thing to be like,
Yeah.
They don't need that.
Like, women love to sometimes make love in the dark.
I hate the dark.
I do. I need a little bit of a bathroom light in
it. I have a floodlight on in the room.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like it in the dark. Do you like sex in the dark?
Yeah, I think better than...
Yeah, they like the dark because they don't want to see us.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm sure Brad Pitt, nobody wants to fuck that guy in the dark.
I like, you know...
You know what I mean? Yeah, no one ever fucks a hot guy in the dark.
Yeah, yeah.
We're getting fucked in the dark because that's standard.
Yeah, oh, that's what it is. It hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, see, dude, interesting. The problem is they don't want to see us.
Yeah. I had a girlfriend of mine who every time she'd get up from the bed, she would cover her ass. She hated her ass.
What do you mean? She put her hand over her crack?
Yeah, with both hands, she would get up and just... and cover her ass and go to the bathroom.
That's very weird.
It's weird. Yeah. What is it? I never saw it live.
You never saw it?
Well, do it live.
Do it live.
Do you think it's because she didn't want you to like thumb her or something?
Why would I do that?
Well, maybe somebody did it in her past and she's now like,
yeah.
Every time she gets up, she's like, well, that's a thing that happens.
Yeah, she just hated it. But do you cover your penis?
What?
Like, if you're with, back in the day when you're with a woman,
yeah,
it's, you know, you know, wherever you are,
yeah,
it's lit, right?
Yeah.
I sometimes, after you make love, you know, it shrinks.
No.
What?
It shrinks.
After you make love to a woman, your penis doesn't stay hard. It shrinks back to its normal state.
I mean, I think post-coitus, I still stay pretty, I don't stay hard, but it stays pretty nice. I mean, I think it's my favorite look.
Oh, you think you like it?
Yeah, that's like my fall look, you know?
Right.
Yeah. When it goes down, there's my
bit. Oh, you do have fall colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. What season am I?
You're 100% fall as well. This whole show is fall.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, we're yellow and orange. We're fall.
Oh.
And we also have a little bit of
she's spring.
She's definitely spring.
Yeah, summer spring.
What's Carlos?
Winter.
Yeah.
Winter nights.
Didn't even skip a beat.
Cold winter nights.
Freezing.
Yeah.
Ice.
Yeah. And then
Pete?
Winter.
No, I think, no, I gotta be honest with you.
What's the guy? Paul Bunyan?
He's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Pete's autumn.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Which is the same as fall.
It's a different word for fall, yeah.
But honestly, autumn is different because you're different. You scare us a little bit, I'm not gonna lie. There's days where Pete comes in and I think he's gonna hurt us.
I'm a little bit serious, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's such a lovable creature. When you know him, you know him. But man, oh man, there's days when I walked in today, he went, did you miss me, Andrew? I said, I sure did, bud.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm back from Spain.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, he was in Spain for like, how long were you there?
1 week.
Was it fun?
God, it felt like a lot of fun.
Would you go with Andreas or no?
No, I went with my family. My wife's from Spain.
Oh, wow.
I had this incestuous thing where like he's with a Spanish girl. Andreas is with a Pete type of girl.
Mm-hmm. Love Spain. Spain's the best.
See what I mean? And George is with Filipinos. It's like it's all weird and twisted.
It's twisted.
Man. I don't like it.
I like real Americans.
What?
Like true Americans.
I'm from here. I went on a vacation.
Like yeah.
Yeah. Foreigners? What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. Get it right.
Get it right, Dennis.
Get it right, man. Okay.
All
right. Here's the deal.
Well, I've been to Louisville.
Hold on.
Because Sarah, my ex-girlfriend Sarah, is from Louisville.
Louisville, Kentucky.
So I used to go to her house and, you know, spend the Christmases and stuff there. I love Louisville.
That's where it's a cool we're going to go see the horsies, by the way. You know that, right?
I've never ridden a horse.
Oh, I love horses.
I don't think they're going to let you on one, but we're going to go. We're going to be in Louisville this week, and then we're going to be in Atlanta. We have two shows in Atlanta. The second
show. First show sold out.
First show sold out. Come get the second show.
Second show.
I love Atlanta so much.
Yeah.
One of my favorite cities to go perform in. And then we do
Memphis,
Tennessee. By the way, we found out before this, drag is illegal in Tennessee. So we're going to be all in drag for almost the whole show.
Great.
Because I think we'll get fined.
Great.
Isn't that where Elvis got in trouble? Didn't he get a ticket in Memphis for, you know, where did Elvis get in trouble for gyrating his hips? He got like a ticket. Didn't he get arrested for it or something? Anyway, in Memphis, Tennessee, because Tennessee is against drag, we're going to be wearing all drag. Everybody is going to be in drag for the show.
Remember when Ozzy Osbourne peed on the Alamo?
Love it.
Did you know that?
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
He was banned from ever going to the Alamo.
For biting a bat there, right?
What?
He bit a bat.
Yeah.
But also, have you been to the Alamo?
I have, yeah.
It's worth peeing on.
Yeah, I want to pee on every time I look at it.
I want to pee on it.
Yeah, they fought Mexicans there. Fuck that.
Yeah, we don't like it.
What and is Elvis, it? Don't raid the fucking building then.
In Jacksonville, Florida, that's where he got arrested?
Yeah.
So stupid. All right, so hey, Memphis, and then we go to Norfolk, Virginia. I bet you almost none of you guys have been to Norfolk.
I've been there.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
You played?
Yeah.
Well, we're doing it. And then we're doing North Carolina. Hey, Durham. Durham, home of the Durham Bulls. Great ball club. And then Charlotte after that. In North Carolina, because after that in May, baby, in May, we're going to Texas. Mm-hmm. We're doing our big old Texas run. We got two shows in San Antonio. Houston, we're going to see his family.
I want to say something just for, so that we can get along. And, you know, I think we should, if there's resentments that build up or anything that we want to say, we should just say it at the time.
Okay.
Because I don't want to hold in anything. You know what I mean?
The are you going to tell us something now?
No, I'm just saying I don't know what's going to come up.
Okay.
Right? But there's like certain things like, you know, Carlos, don't do that. You know what I mean? So I just want to be able to, let's just be mindful about people's emotions.
Yeah.
Because we're going on the road. I've never spent that much time with you.
No. No.
Have you ever spent that much time with me?
No.
Well, I mean, we've gone on trips together.
Yeah, but that's different than this.
This is like.
Well, so I think we should have, this will be really fun. You know what I think we should do?
Mm.
Let's do a bad friend's box. Put a box on a table and it's anonymous. And you can drop cards in there anonymously about what's bothering you that's happening on the bus.
Okay, yeah.
And let's then we'll read it off. We'll read it off at the end of the week.
End of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or after.
But let's be real about it. Let's not fuck around.
No, let's just say it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say it.
Let's be honest and say it.
Can I put my initials?
Well, then it's not anonymous, buddy.
What's, I'm not saying with the full name.
Yeah, but maybe I'll put his initials.
Oh.
See, that's what I'm saying. And that's going to be my complaint. She always puts my fucking initials on her.
How will you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You won't know.
Yeah, I won't know. Yeah.
This is good. Bad Friends Box on the bus. Bad Friends Box on the bus. Come see us live. Badfriendspod.com. Come see us so much. We're touring around all over the place. We're in the middle of the tour right now. Love you guys.
I love you guys.
Thank you for being a bad friend.